A report by one of the world's leading credit ratings agencies predicts that it's unlikely there'll be a significant increase in gas-fired electricity generation in Australia. The Standard & Poor's report says rising global gas prices and uncertainty about the future level of the carbon price make large investments in gas power stations too risky. The 2050 target of an 80% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions also means that any gas or coal-fired power stations built now may become economically unviable before they reach the end of their physical lifespan. But that might mean that renewable energy sources become increasingly attractive, as the report's author Richard Creed told our business reporter Michael Yander.
At least for the rest of this decade, in our view, coal is continued to likely to be the dominant source of power. There's a few headwinds in the way of gas taking material share, and over time that renewables may well, particularly towards the back end of the decade, fills in some of the gap.
So you're saying that renewables in some senses could actually leapfrog gas?
Over the very long term, what we see is that gas has some obstacles, particularly for baseload power. Notwithstanding the implementation of a carbon tax, one of the other important things that's about to hit the economy is the opening up of the East Coast to export parity pricing for gas as all the coal seam gas to LNG plants begin to come online in the next 2 or 3 years. A lot of those plants have contracts that are linked to the oil price. So under an environment of high oil prices, we expect gas prices to materially increase. And even though coal is subject to some price increases, coal, particularly some brown coal plants with cheap mine mouth coal, still have quite cheap fuel costs in relative terms.
Now, one of the big things in your report was future risk, and you talked about stranded asset risk. Can you explain what that is and why that might prevent some investment in gas-fired electricity?
Stranded asset risk in this sector is basically that the power station's economic lives become well short of their physical lives. So, for example, a well-maintained baseload power plant can be expected to last, 50 years, no problem. But with the current target of an ultimate reduction of 80% by 2050, for those plants that aren't built towards the end of the decade, then the probability that you get the full economic life is fairly limited. And one of the implications of that is that lenders, we believe, would be less willing to provide finance for an investment with uncertainty of its prospects over the longer term.
Although, interestingly, your report also observed that growth in demand for electricity, especially baseload electricity, hasn't been as strong as was originally expected over recent years.
No, that's right. What we've observed is the market demand profile has been quite flat, and that we don't really see any catalyst in the near term for large increases in baseload demand.
And why has electricity demand not grown at the pace people were expecting?
Three of the things that we see have been the increased efficiency that consumers have generally taken up. You've also got rooftop solar effectively taking some demand out of the market. And in our view, there's been a continued hollowing out of the industrial base of the Australian economy.
Standard & Poor's credit analyst Richard Creed speaking to Michael Yander.